As president of the Security Council, it fell to Russia to list the UN member states who co-sponsored a resolution opposing its use of force against Ukraine and calling for an unconditional withdrawal.
Botswana, Hungary, Guatemala.
The resolution did gain the support of 11 members of the Council, with China, India and the United Arab Emirates abstaining. As expected, Russia used its veto power.
Russia, you can veto this resolution, but you cannot veto our voices. You cannot veto the truth. You cannot veto our principles. You cannot veto the Ukrainian people.
The Russian ambassador countered that the resolution was imbalanced for not mentioning the shelling of Donbass by the Ukrainian government, nor the failure by Kiev and the West to implement the 2015 peace deal. And he added this.
Нам, конечно, трудно тягаться с Соединенными Штатами.
I will refrain from listing out the aggressions carried out by the United States in their history, but you are in no position to moralize.
The U.S. succeeded in avoiding a Chinese veto with its final version of the resolution, but Beijing once again agreed with Russia that the crisis had developed over time as the result of NATO's disregard for Russia's security and cautioned the Security Council.
Any action should be truly conducive to defusing the crisis rather than adding fuel to the fire.
The Ukrainian ambassador accused his Russian counterpart of having no idea what was in Vladimir Putin's mind, but he did reaffirm Ukraine's commitment to negotiations, even as he despaired for the safety of his people.
And I will ask all of you to pray or to meditate if you do not believe in God for peace.
It's expected that a similar but non-binding resolution will be introduced at a special session of the United Nations General Assembly, where Russia does not have the veto. And already, it appears to have the support of more than 80 of the UN's 193 member states. Shia Bratansi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.